Jerry Bader Show, 922. One of the things, by the way, I'm going to talk about Paul Ryan here in just a minute. One of the things that always surprises me is how I'm surprised by things. It's actually kind of a takeoff on a Woody Allen line. Well, Woody Allen said, I'm surprised by the things that don't, or actually he said, I'm shocked by the things that don't shock me anymore. I'm surprised by some of the things that surprise me. The other day, and I always say the other day because I never remember which day I discuss things. Even Jason, and you even write them down and for the podcasts and stuff. And it just, there are so many different topics. The other day I discussed how, and I didn't say this was necessarily a direct cause. I didn't. I discussed how, is it possible that we have made bad guys the heroes in most of our dramas on television these days? Is that phenomenon possibly related to the two girls worshiping the Slender Man and stabbing a friend? I didn't say A cause B. I didn't say that. What I said is, are we equipped to provide an appropriate moral compass to children when I think Dexter's cool? He's a serial killer. And I'm just asking. We have made evil cool. Sons of Anarchy. House of Cards. This new wave of what's considered superb drama, better than anything we've seen on television before. And by the way, I agree and I watch this stuff. But I just ask, has it so disoriented us in terms of what's right and what's wrong? I wrote a piece based on that conversation. I wrote a piece for the conservative website, Right Wisconsin, which appeared today. It's going nuts on Twitter. People are, you can't, that's ridiculous. And if you read the tweets, you know what it is? People don't want to admit that they're cheering for bad guys. That's what it is. I admit I am, and I'm made uncomfortable by it. Don't tell us. Don't tell us how dangerous pro football is. Don't tell us that guys go in the locker room and shoot up when we believe that all along, and now they want to sue the NFL over it, even though they went in and took the shot so they could come back out in the second half. We knew all along they weren't going in and getting taped up. We knew that. And then we're surprised when what we believed all along is true. I wasn't surprised either, Jason. Yes. When you cheer pro football, you are cheering for a ridiculously violent game. When you cheer boxing, you are cheering, what is the point of boxing? To render or MMA? Yeah, it's gladiatorial, if that's a word. It should be, Jason says. It's gladiator-like, or however you would say that. Yeah, that's what it is. It's warped to cheer a serial killer. It's warped to cheer Don Draper in Mad Men. It's warped to cheer the bikers and Sons of Anarchy. There's no heroes. They're all dark characters. I don't watch Justified, but I'm told Oliphant's character is in that vein as well. But I don't watch that one. It's going nuts on Twitter. I'm watching this. People don't want to admit. I'm admitting it. This bothered a listener, by the way. He was really worried about me. Maybe he should be, or maybe not, because at least I recognize it. Paul Ryan's name has been mentioned as a possible replacement for Eric Cantor in the number two spot, which would put him potentially on a track to be speaker if John Boehner retires from that leadership role, which many thought he was going to do after the 2014 elections, to allow Cantor to become speaker. Cantor will be an ex-congressman at that point. So this opens up all sorts of possibilities. The Wall Street Journal was kind of lobbying for Paul Ryan to be a possibility. Not surprisingly, yesterday, Ryan poured a lot of cold water on that, saying he was totally shocked by the defeat of his friend, House Majority Leader Eric Cantor. Ryan squelched any speculation Wednesday that he might move into the GOP House leadership void after Cantor's departure from Congress. My position has not changed. I'm not interested in leadership. That's just not my interest, said Ryan, who made the comments in a brief interview with the Journal Sentinel after delivering a foreign policy speech at the Willard Hotel. Ryan also declined to speculate on how Cantor's shocking defeat to a more conservative challenger. I'm going to get into that in the next hour. A more conservative challenger in a Virginia congressional primary Tuesday night would affect prospects for immigration reform. He said it was premature to talk about the policy impact of the Cantor loss. I don't know the answer. He wants House Ways Means Committee chair. That's what he wants. He doesn't want majority leader. He doesn't want speaker. Which is, he's made that pretty clear all along, which makes it almost impossible. Jason says, why did he accept the nomination for vice president? Because you do. When asked to serve, you do. That's what you do. Yes, you do. A lot of people don't understand that. I think he was one of the most reluctant warriors ever, and I think it showed on the campaign trail. Which is why I think talk of him considering running in 2016, I can't see it. It's 9:29.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roof.